Now, the last part of the chapter is functions of human resource management. Basically, there are two functions. Number one, managerial functions, and number two, operative functions. Operative functions, again, it is of five types. A, procurement functions. B, development functions. C, compensation functions. D, integration functions. And E, maintenance functions. Now, under managerial functions planning, planning is the process of deciding the goals and formulating policies and programs to achieve the goals. Organizing, in order to implement the plans, a sound organization structure is required. Organizing is the process of allocating tasks among the members of the group. Directing, it is the process of motivating, activating, leading and supervising people. And controlling, it implies checking, verifying and regulating to ensure that everything occurs properly and in a planned way. The operative functions are of five types. The first one, procurement functions. Under procurement function, you have job analysis, human resource planning, recruitment, selection, placement, and induction or orientation. Job analysis, it is a process of studying in detail the operation and responsibility involved in a job. HR planning, it is a process of estimating the present and future manpower required in the organization. Recruitment, again, it is a process of searching for required human resource. And selection, it implies judging the suitability of different candidates for jobs in the organization. Placement, it means to assign suitable jobs to be selected candidate as to match employees' qualification with job requirement. Induction, when you introduce someone, a new employee in the organization. Now, under development function, again, it is of four types. Again, they have four points, you can say. Performance and potential appraisal, training, executive development, career planning and development. Performance and potential appraisal, it implies systematic evaluation. Through a system of, you will going to evaluate the employee with respect to the performance done in of that job. Training, it is the process by which employees learn knowledge, skills and attitudes for further organizational and personal goals. Executive development, it is the process of developing managerial talent through appropriate programs. And career planning and development, it involves planning and career of employees and implementing career. Now, under compensation functions, again, three points I can tell you. The following are like job evaluation. It is the process of determining the relative worth of a job. Wage and salary administration. It implies developing an operational suitable wage and salary. How much you will pay and all this thing. And then the bonus, again, it involves the payment of bonus as well as non-statutory bonus and other incentives and all. And the fourth one, integration functions. Under integration functions, it is the process of reconciling the goal of the organization with those of its member. It involves when you motivate, you give, award or a reward or a promotions. This way you can motivate, like job satisfaction, if the employee is happy with the job. Salary sometimes doesn't matter, or the designation, but the job satisfaction has to be there. Mental satisfaction, what I mean to say. Grievances, redressal, if there is any complaint or any sort of information which you like to send, the employee like to send it to the higher authority. So grievances, redressal, then collective bargaining is there also. And if conflict management, you must be knowing if there is any conflict, anything arises, like, you know, disputes arises or any problem arises. So you must be aware, or you must be knowing how to solve out the problem, the conflict management.